Welcome back. Bobby Hebert of the Silver Slipper in Hancock County, Mississippi. Mike Austin studio. Also joined by Saints linebackers coach Michael Hodges. Coach, how you doing tonight?
I'm good, guys. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Thank you. And so, born and raised in Helotes, Texas, and went to Texas A&M. Very few people out there who really appreciate what it is and what it means to go into Dallas and Arlington and beat the Cowboys like this team did yesterday. Did you have family or friends there from Texas yesterday?
No, I didn't actually have anybody that were guests of mine, but there was an influx of text messages from some Texas folks that that felt that win a little bit differently.
Yeah, it was pretty sweet though, huh, for you.
No doubt.
Now, Coach Hodges, what can you tell the fans that they don't know? Maybe in your experiences with Double D, DeMario Davis. You know, I played with the Dome Patrol, and I said, the greatest linebacking core arguably in NFL history. And I say DeMario Davis definitely could be in that fraternity. So what can you tell the fans and all the players you've coached about the significance and the impact that DeMario Davis has on the defense?
Well, I think that probably the question I get asked mostly is it genuine? And unequivocally, I can say that it is. It is genuine. It's consistent. And you know, there's a lot of different types of leaders, but the one thing that you have to have is consistency, and that's who he is. And he's heightened the room probably more each year. So he's grown in his own skin, if y'all can believe that, over the 7 years that we've been here together. And you know, his openness with the young players and just the openness in general with the linebacker room and the defense, and his willingness to be vulnerable around those guys as far as putting himself out there, it's really been infectious for the defense and the whole team, to be candid. And so I think that is something that people see the podium, people see the Instagram or the Twitter, but this stuff is going on behind closed doors as well, and it's even more impactful there.
Now, Coach Hodges, when you look at the linebacking room, and I want you to elaborate on this. I know you got to be proud of how he handled this, that being Pete Werner. You know, it's always, what have you done for me lately? Every season's a new season. But Willie Gay Jr. comes on board from the Chiefs. Khalik Hudson comes over from Washington. But it seems like Pete Werner accepted that challenge. And you got to really like where our linebacking room is at right now.
I do. I think the personnel department did a good job of getting some guys in here to create some depth. Because I know, I was right there with him as far as concerned about the overall depth. But there's been guys that have developed that are younger players. And then we brought in some of the free agents that really, really enhanced the room. And so, you know, Khalik got picked up because of the stuff that he did in the preseason and stuff that he's done in his resume. Just like we lost Eric Wilson a few years ago. And so, I mean, these guys are going to go make their impact somewhere else, but I think Willie's made a big impact on our group. And I'm really excited about the guys that have been developing underneath, you know, DeMario and Pete over the last couple of years here that are making an impact now.
One of those guys being Anfernee Orji. I mean, he's been a lot of special teams players. Made a lot of special teams plays, but would that be one of those young guys? And he was an undrafted free agent.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, he didn't get elevated one time last year. And there were opportunities to elevate him. And for reasons that we keep in-house, we didn't, but he stuck with it, and week to week, there were meetings, there were extra work. There was a level of intention with that player's focus during the season, where a lot of guys can just slide into a rut of, okay, maybe next year. Well, no, he used it as an opportunity for growth. And you saw it show up in camp, and you know, he's a guy that we trust in a couple different positions right now. And, you know, he's a really big asset for us, considering we had some guys dinged up, but really proud of where he's going.
Now, Coach Hodges, obviously, you never know when you're going to get called up. I want you to comment on this individual, that being Isaiah Stallburg. He had a special teams tackle in this past game against Dallas. rookie from South Dakota State. I want you to elaborate on that. And then also your interactions. What do you do now with like a DeMarco Jackson, who is like the guy who's been the quarterback of the defense behind DeMario Davis, considering, it can be out of sight, out of mind dealing with an injury. But just elaborate on, before Stallbird and then DeMarco Jackson.
Yeah, I think Zay, you know, he has a unique trait, you know, his athleticism and the fact that he kind of came in from a hybrid position in college. And, you know, there's some developmental pieces to his game that we're going to work on and be diligent about. But, you know, I think that the opportunity was there and he went out there and got a tackle. So, look, he's an exciting, young, very humble player that knows that there's a lot of room for growth. And so we're going to continue to develop him and see how he grows and, you know, and how his role develops over the year, this year, both and next year. And then when you talk about D-Jack, I think when you look at the training camp, you know, before he got dinged up at the end, he was really doing a good job. Talk about another guy that's just developed over the last couple of years and really become a pro. I'm really proud of him. And out of sight, out of mind is not the case with him. He is very much inside and in mind. And he's been very much a part of our game plans, very much a part of our conversations in the linebacker room. Hell, I got a text message from him before any linebacker early in the week last week about the screen game by Dallas. And so that's just kind of the standard and the culture of the room. And he's one of those guys that is helping hold us to that standard.
And coach, when the offense puts 91 points on the board, it's understandable that you see a lot of focus being put on the offense. But this defense has forced 5 turnovers, and really beyond that, because I know Coach Allen values it greatly, and it gets even lost even further. And that's the turnover on downs, and get a couple of turnover on downs yesterday that can really, you know, change the momentum, and it just further deflates Dallas.
Yeah, I think, be it turnover and downs or getting the ball back, however we do it, each play our guys are trying to make an impact on the game, and that's what they did yesterday. They've trusted in the culture that DA is setting, that the culture that the captains are setting, and we're running with it. And you felt that. You felt that we were the more physical team yesterday, and you felt the guys are finishing the play the right way. You felt the guys are playing together in a way that allows them to play freely. And so all those things put together has allowed for some success. And it, to your point, it's easier when the offense is rolling like they are, you know, and so it allows us to play a little bit freer and go after these guys a little bit. And so it's been fun. It's been fun. Hopefully we can keep it rolling.
Now, Coach Hodges, what do you encourage, or how do you, a young player, you know, the rookie out of Texas, Jalen Ford, how do you encourage him? Now, he's been dealing with injuries, to stay tuned. And do you tell him to look at these older veteran players and watch what they do and try and imitate that? Or like, because all of a sudden you can be a stud in college, but so what? You're in the NFL now. And no matter, you know, if you're a free agent or where you were drafted, here's a fifth-round draft pick. But that's over what we did in college. You got to do it now. So how do you encourage Jalen Ford going forward, considering what he's been dealing with? And the Saints wouldn't have drafted him, and I know you probably were part of that, unless you could see maybe encouraging signs going forward. A nice size, that was 6'2", 240. So what can you tell the fans also about Jalen Ford and maybe his future development?
Yeah, look, Jalen's done a good job, and he was really coming on in camp, you know, when he was healthy. I was really excited about the trajectory of his play. But you nailed it. I mean, there's no better example than the guys in the room that have a process. You know, DeMario Davis has a process. Pete Warner has a process. Nephi Sewell has an excellent process to, you know, a weekly opponent. And those are the best teachers, right? Because you can learn from examples that are being set right in front of you. And he literally sits next to DeMario. So I told him yesterday at the game, we were talking about his preparation, and I said, you literally chose the best seat in the room. And so, you know, from my perspective, I got to help these guys along because they don't necessarily know how to watch tape at this level that these guys are doing it, and they don't know how to necessarily take care of their bodies or prepare for a practice or a game. So that's where my role comes in, and trying to help those guys, nudge them along. And it's different. DeMario's process is different than Pete's, and so I got to figure out what best process is for Jalen and help him along with that. And so Jalen's been working hard. He's got to get healthy and get out there on the field, because that's going to be his biggest room for improvement. And then we can get the other stuff taken care of.
Saints linebackers coach Michael Hodges. Coach, appreciate the time. I mean, I know you guys got a lot going on, certainly Atlanta and Philadelphia tonight. But hey, it's pretty simple. Continued success.
That's right. Thank you, guys. I appreciate y'all.